Just gonna jump right in, hop into prayer, because definitely need it. Dear God, I thank you for this opportunity that we all have to come here and fellowship and just dig into your word. I pray that you'd speak through me, get past my nerves, and that you just somehow speak to everybody here, that they would get something out of this. Praise in your name. Amen. So we're going to be in 1 Timothy 6, starting in verse 11, but it's kind of like summarize like the first part of this chapter. It's like Paul talking about like essentially false teachers, but it's like how they're, it was always going to, when we're teaching God's word and like talking about it and like trying to preach to people, like there's always going to be people that contradict and argue with us. But starting in verse 11, like this section is like essentially Paul's like that it's like his call to arms essentially to Timothy, that it's like there's going to be these people, but like this is still what we're called to do. And I saw this section we're going to be doing. It's like a cool reminder. It's just like basically what we're called to. And it's like, I think it's important to like be reminded of it. It's easy to like fall away from it. So verse 11, it says, "But you, Timothy, are a man of God. So run from all these evil things. Pursue righteousness and a godly life, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness." On this, like the wording, I think is very important, where it says, like, pursue righteousness and a godly life. It's like a continuous thing. It's not like look for it till you find it, like run after it till you get there. But it's constantly pursue. It's like an everyday thing to pursue it and be righteousness. Because the next verse, it says, "Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life for which God has called you, which you have confessed so well before many witnesses." I think like that, hold tightly, is very important, because it's like, I likened it because like in youth group, we used to like grapple a lot. And if like you're wrestling or grappling with somebody, it's like, if you want to be victorious, like you got to pin them and like hold them tightly, because they're going to be trying to get out. And if like you let up for a second or stop fighting or like just loosen up your grip, then I said, next thing you'll know, you'll be on the ground with them choking you out with your own arm. It's like, as soon as we let our guard down, as soon as we don't hold tightly, then it's very easy to get pulled away. And once you're in that arm bar, it's a whole lot easier to get back on top. Like, it's a lot easier to fall than to get back up. And like, so we have to hold tightly to it and continuously fight the good fight, actively pursuing God. Verse 13, "And I charge you before God, who gives life to all, and before Jesus, for Christ Jesus, who gave a good testimony before Pontius Pilate, that you obey this command without wavering, that no one can find fault with you from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again." What stood out to me in this section was just the without wavering. You obey this command without wavering, because I'm sure you all know we all have like spiritual highs, spiritual lows, and like sometimes it's easier. And did I mess it up again?
No. it's the mic. It's not you.
Okay. It's just leaving this down.
Yeah. It's actually your dad.
Oh. Good. So we all have highs and lows, but like this is believe it's like referring to more like without wavering, like whether we're in a high or a low, still pursuing him just as much in each situation. Because hopefully that's where I am. It's definitely easier to, in my opinion, to like pursue God when we're in like a spiritual high, because it's like, oh, it's going well, like, brain's not working. But it's like things are going right, and it's like, what I wrote down is like, I'm sure that if there was some sort of graph that like showed like our spiritual highs and lows, it would be a pretty strong relationship of like when we're actively pursuing God and getting into his word and like fighting the good fight, essentially holding tightly. I don't know how many of you guys like remember this, but like the youth group went on like a winter teen camp up to a place called Blueberry Mountain, and like it was a very, very awesome time. And like when I came back from that, it was like very strong spiritual high. And I came back and like just on fire. And but it was through that I realized how easy it is to just fall back once you get back into your normal life. And so for me, I think spiritual high lasted about 2 weeks because I wasn't actively pursuing him. It was felt great with the word, like we got, and the reason I was at that spiritual high is because we were getting in the word every day at that teen camp and just really digging into it. But as soon as you aren't holding tightly and like keep saying about actively pursuing God, then it's very easy to get pulled back in your regular life, as I called it. But it's almost more important. Yeah.
Oh, I just, and not necessarily in contrast to that, but it's also in our low points that we like have this, we recognize our need most for God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm next. It's like, it's like especially important to get in the word, especially when we're on a low and like when challenges arise and stuff like that. Because we serve a God that is like so much bigger than any challenges that we have. And like these next few verses kind of talk about that. It's verse 15 says, "For at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of Kings and Lord of all Lords. He alone can never die, and he lives in light so brilliant no human could ever approach him. No human eye has ever seen him, nor ever will. All honor and power to him forever. Amen." And like, that's the God that we serve. That's the God that like is always looking out for us, protecting us. I saw that's like super cool because like it's this amazing all-powerful God ahead of everything, that it's like that's who we're serving, and like nothing that could distract us or challenges us is even close enough to be compared to him. Because like living a life so brilliant no human could approach him. It's like none of our challenges are big enough to like compare to him. And that brings us into the last verse that I had, which is Romans 8:18, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, and I probably should have had it open before this, but it says, "Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later." It's none of the people that Paul talked about beforehand, like that will argue with us or like contradict us or go after us, like none of that is even comparable to what God has in store for us, and he wants to give it to us, but we must actively pursue him, hold tightly to the eternal life that he gave us and wants to give us. And like I said, follow that command without wavering, to whether we're on a spiritual high or spiritual low, to always be searching for him in that situation. So that's what I got. So let's pray. Dear God, I again thank you for this opportunity. I hope that I made some sense. I pray for everybody throughout this day that it helped them stay cool somehow, because it's supposed to be super hot, and that we would just actively pursue you through everything that we do. Praise in your name. Amen.